y'all ready? Let's go. Welcome. This is Michael Calder's world. Started on Venice Beach, now he reaching the world. He'll make you laugh till your stomach hurts.
Super fly, nice guy.
And pray if you need the word.
Probably dressed to the nines.
Come on, get ready for the Star Search winner. An OG three times, this ain't no beginner. Whether you in your house, you on your burger, out to dinner, on your job, in your car, turn it up and
remember, Michael Calder. Michael talks to everybody.
Michael Calder.
Michael talks to everybody.
Michael Calder.
Michael talks to everybody.
You know what it is, shawty. Boom, boom, boom. Hey.
Michael Calder.
Michael talks to everybody.
Michael
talks to everybody. Michael talks to everybody.
Everybody,
everybody.
Hey y'all, Michael talks to everybody. Today we actually have the crew on. We have the fabulous, the lovely, the beautiful Straya Black. Straya Black is funny. And my cousin Derek is here, fresh on parole. He's on parole. And Vance Williams, my friend from high school. We go way back. We got Alex Haley's. We got roots. So Vance Williams is representing Chicago Southside.
Chicago.
Yep. And Derek is representing Texarkana. And Straya, you are representing St. Louis. Is this right?
St. Louis.
I'm Chicago all day long. Don't make me do no drive by on your ass. Hey, y'all. What do you call it after thing? Belated. Happy belated Thanksgiving. It is Black Friday. I just have a problem with that. You know why? Why is Black Friday? You know, whenever things go right, they want it to be white. And whenever shit go bad, they want it to be black. Like, I was just the other day, my chopping ice. You know, I was in Indianapolis. It's freezing. And the ice got my car covered up. So I took one of them. I had a rental car. And on the back seat, they had a thing where you could, it's got a brush on one end, and you could brush the snow
scraper.
Off.
Scraper. We the call them a scraper. A scraper.
A scraper. Because, yeah, on the other end, it's got a stick and a razor blade. Right. So I couldn't get the ice off with the brush. And some white dude going to walk by and say, oh, you can't get that ice off. That's black ice. Black, yeah. The fucked up ice, the ice that you got to chop off the damn glass, that's fucked up ice. That's the black ice. But everything else, just snow. But they always been like that, Straya, from the beginning of time. Okay, if you get married, well, everybody's wearing white. You going to the funeral, everybody wearing black. The good guy in the Western, he got a white horse, a white hat, a white outfit. The bad guy wearing all black in the black outfit. But as soon as they want your money, Black Friday. Kiss my ass. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Michael Talks to Everybody. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Y'all know I as a married man now. I'm so happy. I can't stand myself. It's one of the things I'm most grateful for is that. And so we want to tackle the topic today of gratitude, man. We all have something, hopefully, to be thankful for. So let's talk about gratitude, how important it is. I always speak of the importance of walking with an attitude of gratitude. I think that you're grateful for things you have. You get to get more things. And I think if you're not grateful for the things you have, those things tend to go away. Vance Williams is actually a licensed clinical psychiatrist, I think. Are you? What is your title?
I'm actually a therapist. I'm a clinical therapist.
Clinical therapist. Okay. Have you had a chance to analyze yourself?
Actually, I do it every day. Every day I analyze myself.
How's that working out?
Because, well, I'm learning a lot about myself. I'm learning a lot about other people, how I react to other people, and how
tell me one thing. Tell me one thing you just learned about yourself. Don't lie.
One thing I've learned about myself is to be honest with myself. And I've learned that sometimes I can be selfish, I can be petty, and I can be jealous.
That's being honest.
And that's being honest with me. But to supersede that, I have an attitude of gratitude.
Okay, we'll get a little balance in the community. Cousin Derek, Thanksgiving, man. We just passed Thanksgiving. What is the thing that you're most grateful for right now?
I'm most grateful. You know, a lot of people take certain things for granted. And I'm grateful, you want to know the truth, for the use of my limbs, for still having my hands. I know that it sounds crazy, but yesterday at Thanksgiving dinner, my uncle is an Omega, but he's also an amputee that he lost his hand. And man, he was trying to throw up those hooks, and all he could do is just put his hand next to his ear.
that's so fucked up.
So
that's
I'm grateful,
terrible.
Man.
It's you're hilarious, but it's terrible.
Your hands are till you just need them, you know?
Oh, my God.
He threw up a nub, man, and he didn't bark.
Gratitude is very important. Straya Black, what is one thing this Thanksgiving weekend that you're proud of or that you're happy about that you're grateful for?
Well, first of all, I'm grateful that I know what gratitude means because as adults, you know, Black people, we throw words around. Not just Black people. Sorry. People, period. But Black people, you know, now that we read books and we can look up stuff, we think that we can use words and know what they mean. And so I'm grateful. I'm just grateful that I'm in another space. I'm grateful for you, Michael. I'm grateful for you that now that I've been working with you, my pussy level has went up tremendously. I'm not like a fucking lame-ass niggas. I'm not fucking 100 nerds, 1,000 nerds. It's right, millionaires, Michael. So I am just, I got so much to be thankful for. You know?
Oh, my God.
And let me jump in there, Uncle Mike. Let me jump in there.
Wait, let you have jump cut in me there?
Out, you have cut me out of the sweepstakes of fucking Straya because I'm only 100 air. So thank you, Uncle Mike.
Oh, shit. If you're a cute enough 100 air, I think she'll break down. I don't give a damn what she said. I think she might. Well, maybe if you're almost 1,000 air. Oh, my God. You're grateful then for that. You know, I'm grateful for my baby. I'm grateful for my sweetheart. I'm grateful that having Sonya gives me another opportunity at life. It just feels like a whole new breath, a whole new world for me. Everything is so beautiful. I'm so grateful. But I'm really grateful that we have these shows where we can reach out to each other and talk about our ideals and what things move us and what things are important to us and what things aren't. And we can laugh.
Yes.
I am so grateful for laughter. I'm so grateful for humor, man. Yes. You know, because if you can laugh through a thing, you can get through a thing. And if you can't laugh through a thing, oh, you're going through some real pain right now. You know what I'm saying?
Laughter's therapeutic, brother. Laughter's therapeutic.
But no, absolutely.
Hey, Michael, I don't know if I should share it with Vance. I know that's your best friend, but right now, if I can get a couple of more doctors, you know, Vance, you don't know me, but the world does just a little bit. But if I can get a couple of more doctors and some comedians, and we can go to the government and patent this, you know, laugh therapy. I'm trying this serious because, you know, the government already think that they got one foot on us. So we got to get one foot back on them by having the comedians be laugh therapy because it's good for the immune. Laughter is good, right? It's good for the immune system. It makes you look good, feel good.
So you want to patent laughter?
Laugh therapy. Yes, I want to be.
You want to patent it? Laughter.
Listen.
So every time somebody laughs, you get a residual?
Well, to a certain extent. So, like, sometimes, you know, you can have a broken heart and you could have been with a woman or a man, a spouse for so long. And then you got a broken heart. And then, you know, you can go to the doctor and was like, Doc, my heart is just so broke. It's so broken. I'm so sad. And then the doctor can say, man, listen, I'm going to send you to this laugh therapist. He's going to make you feel good. Mm-hmm. Forget all about it. And the government can pay for that, man. Insurance, they already scamming us. Why not?
Let me say Carla Collins. I'm grateful for Carla Collins. Carla Collins is a white comedian. She's funny as hell. She's been on our show 6 times. And she does laugh therapy. You come in and you get in a therapist chair. You relax. And then she does comedy. And then she steps away and you just meditate. And go through laugh therapy. That's interesting. It's like a real thing, you know?
I do laugh therapy as well.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
Because I know you, and me and you laugh a lot. But if anybody know you, they would think you don't laugh at all the way you sitting there like you waiting on a number 4 bus without a transfer.
Well,
I tell you, I do laugh therapy myself. I think comedians, we laugh to keep from crying. What is it, Smokey Robinson got a song called Tears of a Clown? And really, man, listen here. And, like Uncle Mike say all the time, if you can laugh through a thing, you can get through a thing. So, Straya, you're right. Therapy should include laughter. But I hate to go to a damn comedy club and I wasn't there because I can help you. Therefore, somebody should book me. Just want to throw that
Hint. So I think that gratitude is very important because it acknowledges, it's us acknowledging that someone gave us something. you know? And so it's the opposite of arrogance, you know? So the Buddha says, be grateful because you have a lot. And even if you don't have a lot, at least you got a little. Even if you don't have a little, at least you're not sick. And at least, even if you are sick, at least you ain't dead. So be grateful. It all starts with gratitude. And I think most people who, you know, who follow spiritual law will all tell you the best way to get to your higher source is to be grateful for everything you have right now. You know, no matter what it is, because it could be worse. My father used to say that all the time. He used to say, smile. Things could get worse. I smiled and sure enough, shit got worse. So I'm just saying.
Well, so being thankful, you know, the word, the definition, the quality of being thankful. So, you know, being grateful, gratitude is just being thankful. So I know I'm thankful the position I'm in. Black Friday, I usually would have been stealing, just coming home, having a whole bunch of items, you know, from Black Friday. So I am thankful that I don't steal no more. I'm just telling jokes. Look at God. So look, I am thankful.
You better let him use you.
Listen, the white man couldn't even get me, so I was pretty good. He couldn't even catch me. So yeah, but that was the old me.
But you know what, Carl? One thing I wanted to piggyback on that you said as far as gratitude and that you got something that someone gave you, you know, and I want to just add to that is that we oftentimes need to be grateful because we recognize and understand that the things that we have, if we really do the analyzation on ourselves, we recognize we have so much that we don't deserve. We haven't deserved anything. We haven't earned anything. You know what I'm saying? We just by the grace of God, because God loves us all and because he wants us to have, it's just a matter of us reaching out and getting what it is that he has for us, as long as we believe and know that it's there for us. So therefore, knowing that we don't deserve anything other than the fact that we are always given a gift of breath, of life, of sleep, of beautiful women, you know, comedy, laughter. It's all a gift. Everything's a gift. That was a gift.
That was a gift. That breath you took was a gift. This.
I think I'll take another one.
That was a gift. So the question I have for you, Vince, what thing are you most grateful for, though, right now? What thing has happened to you or has nothing happened? Or is it all of life? What is it? Can you narrow it down to the thing you will be most grateful for?
Sure. Last month in October, I turned 65 years old. Now, I know you're looking at me going, that young man is 65 years old. Yeah, well, based upon the fact that you said I went to high school with you, kind of dated me there. But I think what happens is that I've always been a big dude all my life. I've always been a big dude. And as a matter of fact, I would go so far as to say being a fat guy. And, you know, people have told me.
I did not say that. I just want y'all to know I didn't say that. I keep getting accused of fat shaming. I ain't been fat shamed. Go ahead, fat dude.
Well, the point I'm making is that I was always told that if I didn't lose the weight, that I wasn't going to live long. Now, 65 is a nice.
But nigga, come on, you beat the odds. Excuse me, I grew up with you, okay? So say that bullshit for someplace else.
No,
you beat the odds. Your ass more than been dead.
Well, listen, and that's what I'm grateful for. Do you realize I've never had a cavity? Do you realize that I don't have diabetes? Do you realize I'm 6'2", I weigh 450 pounds, and I'm healthy as a horse? Well, some horses.
Wow.
What's your draw size? On, but I'm healthy.
What's your draw size? Come on. Tell us, fucker. What's your draw size?
No.
Say it. Don't think about it. Just tell us.
Are you inquiring to buy me a Christmas present? Motherfucker, I don't want draws again this year.
I'm gonna see T-Bow the tent maker and I'm gonna get you something nice. But what, say it out loud before you get self-conscious. What's your draw size?
6X.
Is there such a thing as a 6X?
Why would you ask these in a such thing?
What is a 6X?
What do you want, like a number? What do you want to hear, something like 54 or 64?
No, I don't know. At 400 pounds, I don't know if you use numbers or letters or what the way, how they going about designating the size.
At 400 pounds, just recognize that I acknowledge that I withdraw, motherfucker. Okay?
That's what I want to know. Where the fuck they get them draws from? Okay.
Casual mail.
One of the things I'm grateful for is having you as a friend for over 50 years. Hey, y'all, we got to take a quick break. We got to take a pause for the calls. We're going to sell somebody something. I can tell you that right now. Michael talks to everybody today. One of my best friends, Vance Williams, dropped in. My favorite nephew, cousin Derek, is here. And the fabulous, beautiful Straya Black. Straya Black is funny. We'll be right back in a pair of seconds. Do something with yourself. I'll be back. And we're black. Woo! I don't know what they sold, but I hope they sold a lot of it because I could use a raise. I'm your boy Michael Kaya. Michael, talk to everybody. I'm so excited. You know, a few weeks ago, I got a chance to interview Chuck D. I mean, it's just some of the best people, some of the greatest folks have been on this show. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for what I think is perfect health, but I'm really grateful for my wife. My wife is everything. I love her with all my heart, Sonia. My whole life changed because of it. So I love being grateful. I love knowing that there's things to be grateful for. In fact, I challenge you every morning to get up and just write three things you're grateful for before you start your day and see if it doesn't affect your day, that you're walking around with the knowledge that you have something to be grateful for. What are you not grateful for, cousin Derek? What is something you wish the hell you didn't have to put up with?
Ungrateful ass people. Now you want to know the truth, man? Let me tell you something. I'm so blessed, and this is honest, goodness, truth. You made me pull this vehicle over because I'm rolling right now. I'm blessed.
Nice.
And I'm gonna tell you. I know that I'm. Obviously, and listen, I'm. You know, usually I try to throw my little jokey joke in there, but man, I'm blessed because I had a father who taught me how to be grateful. During the holidays when we were growing up, man, my dad, we would have leftover food and we didn't think anything of it. We would pack up that food before it ever got to the leftovers. And we would go down by this funeral home and there was a bunch of drunk men down there and we would feed the winos. We would, wow. That's what we called them when I was growing up. They would call winos.
Yeah.
We fed the winos and he showed us how to be grateful for the things we had. I remember once growing up, I asked my father, why we got all these chickens and ducks in our yard? And my daddy said, have you ever been hungry? And I was like, no. He said, well, don't ask me anything else. Wow. Be grateful for what you have because you could not have. And so a lot of people don't realize how much they have until they realize how much somebody else don't have. You know?
Right. That's like the thing you said. I was upset because I had no shoes until I met a man that had no feet.
And it's a comedian named David who says he was feeling that way. He felt like, hey, man, I'm complaining because I don't have new shoes. He said, I saw a guy with no feet, and I thought, damn, he probably got a pair of shoes he don't need. That is not my joke.
He don't need.
There's a guy named David something. Damn it, I can't think of his last name. He's always at the comedy store. I'm just making clear that I'm not stealing that joke. That's somebody else's shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's say we're borrowing. So in gratitude for Thanksgiving, I mean, Thanksgiving means Christmas is coming. You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for Christmas. Christmas is my favorite holiday. I dig me some Christmas because I think it's the one time of year when people calm the fuck down. It's just a little bit nicer to each other, just a little bit more considerate. Plus, I get a lot of free shit. So I be loving some Christmas. I be loving some Christmas. So I'm grateful for that, you know. Vance, are you married now or is this your girlfriend, wife or girlfriend?
We are not legally married in the sight of the law, but we are married. As far as our relationship with each other, we have pronounced ourselves each other's man and each other's wife or husband.
I mean, if it's been over 5 years by common law, y'all married. So if
it depends on what state, that depends on what state. It's 10 years here.
Oh, well, we've been together 10 years. We've been together 10 years.
That's why I got out my last relationship at 9.5 years.
Now, but here's what's interesting. I was with her in between my two. I've been divorced twice, and she was in between my two wives, and I went back to her.
Slow down. How'd that work out? She was in between both wives?
Not literally.
Did you just say it?
No. Right. After my first divorce, she and I got together, and then we didn't get married. I met someone else and married that person, And now that I'm divorced the second time.
So you married the second lady while you were still with the lady that was waiting in the middle?
No, our relationship had broke up. But
okay, it broke up.
So I guess you could say maybe I was seeing them both at the same time and I ended up marrying the other. But I'm grateful. See, I'm bringing this back. I'm grateful that God brought me back to my soulmate.
To your soulmate. Good for you.
You know, it's sometimes you got to go a long way out the way to come back a short way correctly. That's from the zoo story about Edward Albee.
No, it's not Albert Albee. The zoo story? Edward Albee. You're right. Okay, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Vance is good with the words. That's how he got that woman back. Vance good with the words. Vance, like, see, when you circle the block, that woman had a hand up waiting on Vance to let her back in for a long time.
Vance, what were you saying?
Hey, once you go, Vance, you want another chance.
Oh man. Oh my God. This might be our corniest show so far.
Nah, I just mean that. I don't think I've been holding on to that shit.
You've been holding that's in your poetry book. What were you saying, Stray?
I'm most grateful for my family, my son especially. My son has definitely changed me into a different woman. I'm grateful for, I just had a birthday, November 19th. So I'm grateful for that. Made it another year. I'm grateful that I'm able to have a great sound mind, great health, you know, things like that. You know, working with you, Michael, I feel like a patient sometimes because I'm getting all those different doctors and all this different.
Do not listen to Dr. Vance. You're going to be fucked up. Don't listen to Dr. Vance.
And I would imagine the sound mind would be something that would be a strong requirement to work with Michael Collier.
Hey, that's my boss you talking about.
That's right. I got my balloon. It's boss day. See that big old fan up there?
I knew him when he was a puppy. he's an old dog.
You know what else? I'm grateful for my shows, for both of the shows. I'm grateful for the morning show because the morning show gives us a chance to meet a great cross section of people and get all type of talent. We've already put on over 600 comedians, over 300 vocalists, over 200 poets, and we've gotten in 703 prayers. So I like that connection, but I love this show because this show reaches a larger amount of people and it reaches larger celebrities. With this, I can bring up, I've already brought on Yolanda Adams, Earthquake, T.I., Hill Harper, you know, like I said, just did Chuck D. So this gives me a chance to meet a different crowd of people. Plus, I can say what I want to say on these shows. Now, the morning show family, we ain't supposed to do no cussing, but on this show, I call all you motherfuckers. So you can say whatever you want to say, however you want to say it on this show. So to have two shows that I can invite people to, depending on what type of dance I want to do with them, I think that's a double blessing, and I'm very grateful.
That is.
Your turn, Vance. Tell me another thing.
You know what, Mike, man? You know what? I mean, what? I don't mean to turn this into something serious, but, you know, I'm grateful for your friendship, man. You know,
aww.
I've been knowing you a long time. And in a lot of ways, you know, I think that I'm a much better person as a result of your presence in my life for the last.
Oh, damn. You it said took me a long time to get that out of you, but here it is. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I think in some ways, you know, I've learned from you what to do, what not to do. You know,
damn.
I've learned a lot of my gift of gab I attribute to conversations with you.
You talked way too much when I met you in high school, so that's bullshit. You was already talking when we met you.
A lot of successes I've had in the process after praying, the next thing I did was like, what would Collier do?
You should have said that before you prayed, damn it. No, I'm just joking.
No,
I'm
sorry, Jesus.
That was a joke, Jesus. Jesus, no, I'm playing with him. Somebody said, don't play with Jesus. Wait a minute. Did I tell y'all about the time that this truck driver gave Jesus a ride in his 18-wheeler?
No,
you never know. I know Vance. I told Vance. So this truck driver was driving, right? He had an 18-wheeler. He's driving down the street, and he saw this hippie dude standing alongside the road. Now, he did not know there was Jesus Christ. He just thought some hippie dude, you know, dude got long hair, got a robe made out of a blanket. He got a rope for a belt. You know, this truck driver has seen homeless people before. So he wasn't shocked. He looked at the dude a ride. So Jesus get in and give him a ride. While they riding, the truck driver offered Jesus a cheeseburger. He said, okay, I'll take the cheeseburger. You know, I didn't even know Jesus was in a cheeseburger. He said, look, I got an extra Coca-Cola. Would you like one? And Jesus said, yeah, go and give me that Coca-Cola. So they get through eating, and truck driver say, hey, pop open that glove compartment. So Jesus pop open the glove compartment. It's a big old blunt in there with a lighter, right? So truck driver say, go on, fat that up. Jesus like, no, I'm good. I'm good. And truck driver's like, man, go on, fat the thing up. Well, you know Jesus Christ. He don't want to be inhospitable, right? So he fapped the blunt, right? Take a big old hit, hold it. He blows it out and he turns to the truck driver. He said, you know, I should tell you, I'm Jesus Christ. Truck driver said, good shit, huh? That's funnier to me than it is to y'all. Good shit. Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Anyway, y'all, we got about 5 minutes before we wrap this up. Ignore that pig. Ignore this chicken. Chicken ain't got nothing to do with it because it's about gratitude. The chicken is grateful. Chicken. That he's not in a salad. I am grateful to be here hanging out with y'all. And we can wrap this up by telling people how y'all can find us. You know, we do this show 3 days a week. You can get 3 new shows every week. And then my morning show, Michael Talks, Michael Bakaya Morning Show. Michael Bakaya Morning Show. I'm just stumbling all over myself because I got so many projects. I'm going crazy. Oh, and I just got a new sitcom, too. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying, so go ahead. Who's out first with the gratitude?
Of course, Straya, ladies first. So, I'm just grateful for the position I'm in. What I'm not grateful for is I need for men to start giving more money like they was back in the day when I was super young and youthful. I need them to start digging down, way down in their pockets and start giving. That's what I'm not grateful for.
I didn't see you, but I think you're growing into your beauty. You look fucking beautiful. And aww. I just think you're getting more and more beautiful as your confidence grows as well and you're calming down.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I am grateful to have you on my shows, both of them. You make them excel. I swear you send them through the ceiling and through the roof, and I love you. Tell love people how they too. Can find you, Straya. How can
you
they find
me? You can find me on all social media platforms at Straya Black Funny. And you can find me on Cash App, Zelle, PayPal, Food Stamp, Walmart, Target. Christmas is right there. I have a son. He loves all superheroes. So if you want to send me action figures, Batman, Spider-Man, Hulk, anything, Thor, Black Panther,
he loves superheroes.
We are open. We are open. We are open. We are open.
I love you. Happy holidays to
you.
Hey, cousin Derek, what you going to leave us with?
Well, listen, I want to leave you with the fact that you should just be grateful for having life. If you have life, you have one more chance to get it right. If you got it wrong yesterday, don't worry about yesterday. It'll never come back. Tomorrow, you'll never see tomorrow. You've got today. You've got the present. It is a gift. And so, you know, man, I'm grateful. I think I'm getting very close to finding my person. We've been looking at matching pajamas, and that is just as good as an engagement ring. We're looking at matching pajamas, man.
Well, y'all can be grateful for that.
So I'm going to get my matching pajamas. And so I'm grateful for that. And you can find me on social media at Cousin Derek or Derek Keener. And, man, listen, you can find me at a comedy club near you. What I saw recently was when I surrendered to God. And I dare not ever touch my microphone without telling people how good God is to me through Christ Jesus. When I surrendered to God, I began to receive all the things, the blessings that were locked up from me because I surrendered. Mm. And I said, I would tell you how great he is. Therefore, after I done told you how great he is, now that's just my job. Then I'm going to let God do the rest.
Come on.
Aww.
I love that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I will be the greatest president that God ever created.
We're not grateful for him.
I'm really rich. I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. I don't wear a toupee. It's my hair. I swear. I love China. I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China. Our leaders are stupid. Our politicians are stupid.
I'm grateful. For this ink pen. This is a Donald Trump ink pen that this white lady gave me in Beverly Hills, when he was running, when he was first running, I said, I'm going to hold on this thing because it's going to be a souvenir one day.
We will have so much winning if I get elected that you may get bored with winning.
This thing is going to be worth something one day. And I am so grateful for this white man right here. That white man right there. His name is Dan Enright. Dan Enright created 54 game shows, Tic-Tac-Toe, Joker's Wild, 21. He had a company called Barry Enright Production. He was my godfather. And I just know that he's so proud of me right now. And I look at his face every morning and I say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Vance Williams.
Yes, sir.
I saved the very best till last, young man.
Well, you know what? I did want to piggyback off of what had been said as far as just being grateful to God and recognizing that yesterday being Thanksgiving and, you know, just so many prayers went up around the table and everybody mm-hmm. was talking about gratitude yesterday. That's why, you know, this was a good rehearsal yesterday for today's topic because we talked about what we were grateful for. And I just want to say I'm glad that I'm covered with prayer from all the prayers that I received yesterday and hearing my man Derek talk about how God has changed his life. Man, I just hope that in this new year, as we go into 2024, that we all recognize that having an attitude of gratitude, that we recognize that God is the source of our gratitude or who we are gratitude to whom we're gratitude or to whom we have gratitude.
Go on, fuck
somewhere, somewhere that makes sense. Somewhere.
Fuck grandma. You just say what you want. Go on.
I just said I was a linguist. Hey, man, and thank you. And thank you for the opportunity, man.
You are more than welcome. Hey, thank you, everybody. We have much to be thankful for. Happy holiday season, man. I hope you get everything you want for Christmas, y'all. And just thank y'all for being on the show with me today. God is great. Hey, everybody, I'm your boy, Michael Kaya. I do 3 new shows every week right here on iHeart Plus. 5 days a week on the Michael Kaya Morning Show on YouTube. Check us out. Be good to yourself. Remember, life is a garden if you dig it, and God digs you. That should be something to be grateful for. So I'll catch you on the rebound. I'm outie like Kurt Gowdy. Bye. See ya. Gone. I had a good time today. I hope y'all did too, man. Thank y'all for checking us out here at Michael Talks to Everybody. Hey, you can follow me, man. I'm easy to follow. I'm on Instagram, just under @MichaelKaya. I'm on TikTok. That's MichaelKaya135. I have a very sexy webpage called TheRealMichaelKaya.com. You know, you go over there, you can find out about my merchandise and what I'm doing and where all my shows are. Everything is right there. Or if you really love me, you can go to my Cash App. That's $ Michael Kaya's money. I'm playing with y'all, but I accept green stamp, food stamp, Canadian money. I'll take your bus transfer if you got some time left on it. And my morning show, oh my goodness, the Michael Kaya Morning Show. That's 7 a.m. Pacific time, yo. 5 days a week. This has been a Raylock Group production. I'll see y'all later.